November 5, 2020, 3:07 PM, Rodcast Episode 4, No Regrets for Rest Recording, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So, hi guys! Puro so hi guys, yun yung pinaka-intro talaga eh, no? Pero yun, ito, nagka-motivation naman ako mag-record kasi may recording material yung mga gagawin ko. And ayun, wala lang, motivated lang ako kasi parang dami ko nagagawa na ulit after yung ilang weeks na puro pahinga lang ako, puro higa-higa lang. So, ayun, this episode is parang, ano siya, parang regular, chika, like yung episode 1, parang episode 1, pero this time, parang iba yung pagkakapresent ko kasi last October 24, 2020, of course, nakapagsulat ako ng something. Kasi nga, parang, di ba, with the online classes and such, tapos may mga kaibigan din ako na same din yung nararamdaman, sa akin. So, parang, alam mo, nakapagsulat ako ng something na parang SEM or parang journal something na about dun nga sa topic natin, which is yung No Regrets for Rest. So, ang gagawin ko is, babasahin ko yung sinulat ko on that day. Then, after nun, syempre, ilalatag ko yung mga additional na gusto kong i-share. And, ayun lang, parang gusto ko lang din i-share ito kasi is parang isa to sa mga pinaka, common sa ating mga estudyante or mga nag-online class ngayon na parang we feel na parang wala tayong karapatan para magpahinga kasi syempre nakaka-pressure and nakaka-anxious. Pati hindi ka talaga mapakali sa mga bagay-bagay. Kaya ayun. So, here we go for my journal writing last October 24 entitled No Regrets for Rest. It's been quite a stressful, anxious-filled, and overwhelming week of online classes. Well, I'm still disciplined enough to be able to keep up with it all, but sometimes you'll just get drowned even if you're a good swimmer because of certain things. I did some activities last week to reward myself by talking with my friends up until 3 in the morning, talking about our friendship, our own love lives, and just some random stories we want to share. But then, this week just really hit hard on me like big time. I felt so much heavy and the stuff at school are really burdensome on my peace after study hours for me. They're still in my mind and every time I try to take a rest, I feel anxious, I feel guilty, I feel bad for staying put despite of everything. I don't know, maybe it's because most of my classmates are finishing their assessments early, or I see some of my high school friends on their respective schools being productive even if they're on a break or making something that's really rewarding or something that everyone can appreciate, where my type of relaxation is all about stopping for a while, watching an episode of the series I'm watching, or just casually scrolling through social media where it is considered not really that productive. I have also got some opinion on some of my psychology classmates about that feeling of guilt and anxiety whenever they try to stop, take a break, and relax even though there's a lot of assessments that needs to be done. Then yesterday and today, I tried to break down my routine and tried to change a little bit to have some change and to find some variety. While taking notes in my subject's positive psychology, I have found out that to be able to maintain happiness and to maintain our ways to gain it, we should find variety. We should have different sources of happiness because every time we use the same way to gain happiness, it is becoming less effective because our brains will be able to formulate some countermeasures to it that will not help us really to remove those negative vibes and heavy feelings. With that, we should always explore new things so that we'll have more sources of happiness that we can use when we need it. Yesterday, I accompanied my sister to the mall to pay the bills and buy some necessities she needed. I decided to go because I just want to have a change after being stuck at home for months because of the quarantine measures. Gladly, I am already allowed to go without having a quarantine pass, and I just can't wait to see the mall and have a change in my environment. We went, did some detours, and ate at a ramen restaurant that really made my heart happy. It was my second time eating outside while following the safety protocols. It could be a hassle, but it was still for the safety, and it was a nice experience because you'll be able to really appreciate the food and the efforts done by fellow citizens to lessen the spread of the virus. Today, I started early at 9 o'clock and did some mini tasks for school, but after that, I took a nice bath, put some face mask on, like the soothing face masks, and caught up with the ongoing series that I've been watching since last month. Well, it's been quite a while that I've put on a face mask, and it feels so refreshing and new for me, and just laying on bed with the electric fan on while watching I'm Team Me Too really makes me so relaxed. After that, I went down and watched the latest episodes of Friendzone 2 Dangerous Area and Gaya sa Pelikula or Like in the Movies. With those experiences, I did to find variety, to take a break from everything. I didn't feel anxious. I didn't feel guilty. I didn't think something negative, and I realized something. That when it comes to self-care, me time, or giving yourself some pamper, the most important thing is your mindset. When you're taking a break and your mindset is still on the work you've left or the work you need to accomplish, you'll be really having feelings of guilt and anxiety because it sends some signals to your brain saying that this is the time you'll be having for a break. It's better to use it to finish those tasks. Or you should always be productive every time because if not, you might miss something that you might regret. Well, that's the case, but if your mindset is all about taking the break, immersing yourself to that relaxation state, and letting yourself go for a while, you'll be able to really experience the true healing, the true peace, and the true stopping of everything to make you feel good and refreshed. We should always just erase everything for a while and take ourselves wherever we want to go with no worries, and that's when we'll be able to experience the break that we deserve and that we needed. I hope that someday, people like me, students like me who are struggling, I hope that someday we'll be able to rest well without having feelings of guilt and anxiety. Rest is what we deserve. Rest is what we needed. Rest is what we should always have in our lives, and there's no place for guilt, for anxiety, and for worries. Giving ourselves some time isn't something we should be anxious of. It is like about loving oneself. Loving oneself is not about being selfish, so distressing oneself is not about giving up and not about being able to do the tasks we are needed to do. Rest is for everyone who's tired, and even technological inventions needed some rest. Hope that someday we'll be able to really take a break, because we've done so much. We've been doing great despite of the burdens and despite of the lack of motivation. Hope that someday we won't feel guilty anymore to take a rest from the chaotic world we are living on. So, yun na nga, di ba? Parang, tari, may pa-speech pa lang na ganon. So, alam mo yung super grabe lang talaga yung feels ko. Kasi, sinusulat ko to ng parang gabi na. Tapos, as in, gabi ko na siya sinulat na parang patulog na ako. And parang, alam mo yun, parang natuwa ako masyado sa sarili ko na parang at that time, hindi ako na guilty magpahinga. Like, tinodo ko talaga yung sarili ko para gumawa ng mga bagay para alam mo yun, hindi ako mapagod, hindi ako maumay, and alam mo yun, may mga nakausap na rin ako mga kaklaseng ano, sabi nila, oo nga eh, parang feeling ko pag nagpahinga ako or parang tumigil ako ng saglit, parang may mali. Which is hindi dapat, dapat hindi maging mali yung pagpapahinga natin. Kasi syempre, diba, sabi ko nga dun sa sinulat ko na kahit ngayon mga appliances nag-overheat, tayo din, nag-overheat din tayo, nag-burnout. Kaya we need to really rest, and ewan ko eh, hindi ko rin alam kung saan yung mali, pero I think dun sa thinking talaga natin sa mga bagay-bagay. Kasi syempre, di ba, parang sobrang nakaka-anxious kasi hindi mo alam kung kailan magbibigay ng assessments, hindi mo alam kung kailan magbibigay ng schoolworks, hindi mo alam kung kailan magbibigay ng mga project, kaya parang kailangan lagi kang nakatutok kasi feeling ko ang ine-expect nila sa atin is lagi nasa bahay naman tayo, we are not like in school, kaya parang mas siguro naisip nila na parang mas full functioning estudyante kasi nasa bahay naman sila and we don't have to be hassled by the commute to the environment kasi nasa bahay naman tayo, parang safe place. So pero hindi pa rin eh, hindi mas lalong nawala nga yung full functioning nating mga tao ngayon, lalo na we are only restricted to our homes, we are not able to really move well, move big and move freely kasi di ba syempre we're thinking about the safety of everyone, kaya parang we thought na akala natin mas magiging mas okay pag nasa bahay lang tayo and we are doing online class, but it's really not kasi super drastic yung naging change from the face to face classes to the online learning we're having, and syempre iba pa rin yung may agarang feedback from your teachers and your social relationships with your classmates, pati iba talaga experience ng pagkakommute, ng after class kakain muna kayo ng kwek sa labas, ganyan, iba talaga yung routine natin dati kaysa sa ngayon, and now we're just stuck here at our homes na onting-onti lang yung mga bagay na pwede natin gawin, pero diba, so kaya nahihirapan din talaga tayo na to really keep up with everything at mabilis tayong mapagod, not because napapagod agad tayo kasi paulit-ulit na lang yung mga ginagawa natin, at akala ng ibang tao na dahil nasa bahay lang naman tayo, we have that mahaba yung time natin to rest, to just relax, pero hindi talaga, iba din talaga na hindi porket na kahiga ka lang is relax ka na. Kasi minsan na iniisip mo at tumatakbo sa isipan mo mga dapat mong gawin. And the pressure it's giving you. Kasi syempre, di ba, parang kailangan mo talaga maka-keep up, lalo na kailangan daw mag-adapt daw ng ganito ko ganyan para mas maging successful, ganyan-ganyan. And we are, pag na-overcome mo tong challenge na to, parang mas magiging strong ka, pero alam mo yun, iba pa rin talaga yung process, hindi siya ganun kadali para sabihin na okay, lagi kasi natin naiisip ko ano yung maging result, pero we're not really appreciating the process we've been taking and hindi nabibigyan ng tamang care, pati ng tamang attention yung process, na ang mahalaga lang para sa ibang tao is yung result, and hindi nila nalalaman yung mga paghihirap ng tao and students like me na nagka-struggle talaga, na even though I'm really a positive person and alam mo yun, medyo ano naman ako ngayon, pero medyo okay naman ako sa mga panapanahon, pero there are really days na parang ayoko na, na parang oh my gosh, ba't pa ako nagkaklase ganyan-ganyan, pero you know, there's always a new day to have new chances, new opportunities, and new challenges to face that we will overcome. And ayun, gusto ko lang din sabihin sa mga klase ko at sa mga ibang taong nag-aaral and really struggling and feeling anxiety when taking a rest, please don't. Huwag na huwag kayong manghihinayang magpahinga kung pagod na kayo. Kasi kung itutuloy mo lang yan na pagod ka na, baka hindi mo tuluyang magawa yung mga dapat mong magawa. And lahat talaga ng dapat na papagod, pinagpapahinga talaga yan. Kasi it will really help us gain that energy, gain that motivation, gain that hope that we needed to really continue on this journey na bago para sa ating lahat. Kaya, Zion, huwag na tayong magsisi kung gusto mo magpahinga, kung gusto mo humiga, gusto mo manood, gusto mo walang gawin. And gusto ko lang din sabihin na yung paghiga mo, yung pag-scroll mo lang sa IG, yung panonood mo, it's still productive. It's just a different kind of productive to what the society has been planting on us na dapat yung productive, dapat parang magbabroaden yung imagination mo, magbabroaden yung creativity skills mo, mag-i-improve at mag-i-enhance yung mga skills mo. Pero I believe we are really should give importance to the other side of productivity, which is just relaxing. Like, hindi mo, wala kang kailangang patunayan para lang maging productive ka sa rest. Na parang rest mo, meditation, kasi para makapag-isip-isip ka. Pero no, kahit yung paghiga mo, it's still productive because it benefits you, it makes you happy, it makes you relax, it makes you rested. Kaya, kung iniisip mo na yung pag-relax mo, walang kwenta, no, may kwenta yan. Kaya, kung pagod ka na, magpahinga ka. Kasi yun yung deserve natin sa mga lahat na pinaghihirapan natin today. And I know that, alam mo, dadarating din talagang araw na we will have no regrets really for rest. And, ayun, ma-appreciate lalo natin yung pag-rest, pag-relax, and to really appreciate just everything that we have. And magpasalamat din tayo na nandito pa rin tayo, that we are still living despite of everything, and hope that things will really get better, that we will have better days, and we will have a better thinking about everything. Kaya yun lang, I hope that sa mga nakikinig nito, and alam mo yun na parang please rest kung kailangan. Kung di rin naman kailangan pero pagod ka na, please rest pa din, kasi super important talaga ng rest. And always give yourself some self-love and self-care, kasi kailangan natin yan. And self-care and self-love doesn't mean na kailangan yung malaliman agad na parang you should think about your purpose and goals in life, ganyan-ganyan. Pero no, self-care is also about sleeping, getting enough sleep, eating the right food, watching your favorite movies, favorite series, with listening to your favorite music. So, simply, may mga simpleng bagay lang na kailangan natin gawin that will really make a big difference in our everyday life, na lagi na lang routine, na parang lagi na lang same, para hindi rin tayo maumay sa mga bagay-bagay. So, ayun, thank you for listening to this podcast na, alam mo yun, parang wala lang, masyado lang din ako na parang emotional deep within, na parang I really have chance to really share this journal that I wrote, parang journal entry that I wrote. And I alam kong magkakaroon pa ako ng mga ibang journal entry in the future. And ayun, thank you really for listening, and I hope that you've gained some lessons. And ayun, nakalimutan ko pa pala, pero mag-iwan nga ako ng tanong sa inyo na pwede nating isagot next episode or sa next episode, kasi bala ko rin yung next episode nito, kahit bala ko rin i-record after nitong pag-record na to. So baka sa next episode ko pa mabasa yung or ma-include sa recording yung mga sagot nyo on this tanong. On this tanong, wow, napaka-arte. So, ang tanong ko is, what are the ways that you give care to yourself? Ano yung mga self-care ways nyo and self-love ways nyo na gusto nyo yung i-share sa ibang tao na pwede nila magawa sa mga sarili nila? Like, ano yung ginagawa mo? Nag-face mask ka ba? Nagpapamanicure, pedicure ka ba dyan? Nagpapagubit ka ba ng buhok? Ganyan. So, I want you guys to share your own versions of self-care para, alam mo, makakuha din ako ng inspiration kung ano yung mga pwedeng bagay na gawin ko para mawala din yung routine at nabigyan ako ng variety, sabi ko nga dyan sa sinulat ko. So, ayun. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. This Robcast episode, nakalimutan ko na kung 4 ba or 5. Pero 5 yata. So, hindi ko talaga maalala na. Pero di ko nakikita. Tignan ko nga sa script muna. Wait lang ha. Episode, ano ba? Episode 4. So, ayun. Thank you. So, thank you for this episode 4. And this is Robert signing off. Bye-bye! Magpahinga ka dyan, ako.